Golf Course Ducks. The University of New Mexico South Golf Course is a championship course. It has ankle-deep grass in the rough, tricky greens, deep traps, rolling fairways, and a few dog legs that would make a dog blush. You wouldn't want to walk this course unless you were a mountain goat, and a masochistic one at that. The greens on all the holes have multiple breaks, and the greenskeeper always puts the pins where you would expect with someone who fights with the wife a lot. On the back nine, there's a short par 4 dogleg to the left that wraps around a little pond with a huge cottonwood between the edge of the left fairway and the pond. Long hitters can try to fly the cottonwood and drive the green, while the rest of us mortals lay up to the right and have a wedge shot into a small tight green guarded by a big trap. The pond is shaded by the cottonwoods, and a gaggle of ducks live there. When we golfers drive our carts down the fairway, the ducks waddle out to meet us and sample treats we bring from home and have stored in our golf bags just for them. Growing up with Donald Duck makes ducks seem approachable, though we know these guys have a dangerous bill that gets aggressive if the duck feels threatened. If the Donalds get really bothered, they usually turn back to their lake and paddle out to the middle, where they can safely weather people storms. Today we give them treats, and they stay just out of arm and golf club reach. We hit all of our approaches to the green, but no one makes their birdie putt. Walking off the green, we can hear the Donalds quacking like television sports announcers. Whether they are cute or a nuisance lies in the eyes of the beholder, but they make a tough day on the course a little less disheartening. Even championship courses need diversions, even ones that waddle and quack.